Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Very heartbreaking to hear that an American was killed in Ukraine. Whether he's what you call a mercenary or not, he's dead. And he leaves behind a wife and a seven-month-old. The conundrum for a guy like me is, so really what you're doing, you're a military contractor. But Marines see it differently. One of my boys, Jimmy, says, I was 40. He went back to the military with a family, but it was our country. Always faithful to God, country, and Corps. It's bred into us. Notice the Marine Corps motto has no mention of family. It's God, country, and the Corps. It's fascinating, actually. That's why I love them. And admire and respect veterans. Really have a cool opportunity here to talk to Congressman Guy Reschenthaler, who, by the way, prosecuted terrorists. Okay? So you know. In the military. Good morning, Guy. How are you?
Marty, good morning. Thanks for having me on. I wish it was under better circumstances. This is just absolutely heartbreaking.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're available, man. I know how slammed you are. So without my interjecting, Marine is dead, former Marine. He's over there being paid, leaves behind a wife and a seven-month-old. Give me your take, sir, please.
Well, I'm clearly upset about what happened, and I'm also a little upset that people are making a big deal that he was a contractor. You're hearing mercenary kicked around. This is a man that went overseas to defend a democracy that was being attacked by an authoritarian regime. I'm very pro-Ukraine, as you know, pro-democracy in the world, and this man may have been getting paid. But he was over there because he believed in the mission. His family has reinforced that sentiment. So he's nothing short of a hero. And I liken him to the Americans that went over to the British Isles to help the Brits before we entered World War II. They were heroes. They were patriots, just like this Marine is, who went over to defend a Western democracy against the Russians.
Yeah, I get everything you're saying. You know, I never served like you did, and certainly not in the Marines. They're a special breed, but it's so hard to imagine, Guy, and we're friends, man. We've known each other a long time. That a young man who's only 22 and has a beautiful wife and son would say goodbye, knowing he may never see his son again. You understand what that kind of pain and decision, right?
Yes, and that's why he's even more of a hero, because when he went to join, I believe he's in Ukraine's International Legion. It would be, like the French Foreign Legion,
but it's
called the International Legion. But when he went to join the International Legion, he knew that it was risky because the fatality rates in Ukraine, especially in the eastern part, is incredibly high. So he knew what he was risking. But according to his family and according to what I assume, just having known a lot of Marines, he was going to defend freedom.
Right.
Because Marines know and other service members know that if you're fighting for freedom, if freedom is getting attacked anywhere, in essence, we are getting attacked. And we are only safer when we're promoting democracies and Western nations around the world against the threats of authoritarian and communist regimes.
Congressman Guy Reschenthaler, I'm actually intrigued by, you're kind of dug in on this no-fly zone when most Republicans and Democrats say it's a bad decision. In fact, most Republicans have been supportive of the number of people who have, in fact, supported more and more aid. And yesterday, what Biden say, he wants to throw $33 billion more at it. Why do you still want to know fly zone?
So I'm all for the aid that, and remember, I'm on the Appropriations Committee. We appropriated a large amount of this aid. Joe Biden is clearly releasing it now, as he should. But I still think that we could be doing more. Had we been more involved earlier on in this war by establishing a no-fly zone, we could have greatly reduced the number of civilian casualties. I would argue the Ukrainians probably could have repelled this attack with a counteroffensive if we had just neutralized the sky. And this idea that some people are saying, well, that's a reckless notion because we're going to have these dogfights in the sky like we did in World War II, that is ridiculous. Our F-35s are far superior to the Russian jets. They would be taking these things out 5 miles away. You're not going to have these dogfights. Additionally, it probably won't even get to that because we'll be able to jam the Russian jets and the Russian counter-air batteries through electronic warfare. So as soon as we declare a no-fly zone and start to jam the Russians, their planes go down, our planes go up, and the Ukrainians can freely maneuver around the country, and we can bring an end, or we can at least greatly reduce the civilian casualties.
Hey, I need your take. You're an honest man, and I trust you. Jeff McCausland, military analyst, one of the highest, most highly regarded in the country, along with Peggy Noonan, as you know, columnist, Wall Street Journal, says yeah. that Putin is capable and very close to and very interested in the possibility of using tactical nuclear weapons. In fact, McCausland says we're the closest to that since the Cuban Missile Crisis. Yes or no, sir?
I agree. And many people may think that that will undermine the argument for no-fly zone.
Right.
I would say it strengthens it, though, because the likelihood of the Russians firing off an ICBM to the United States, highly unlikely, very unlikely the generals will give the order. Plus, they have a lot more to fear from us, also our defensive capabilities, than we have to fear from the Russians. Now, as far as a tactical nuclear weapon goes, I would venture to say that if we get more involved with a no-fly zone, that will deter Russia from using a tactical nuclear weapon. If they do use a tactical nuclear weapon, I say we need to get involved, because if we have nuclear weapons getting deployed on democratic states abroad, we cannot stand by and let that go. That would send a horrible message to Taiwan. It would send a horrible message to our other allies in Eastern Europe, Latvia, Estonia, Poland, for example. We would need to get involved at that point.
Guy Rushenthal, Congressman, can't thank you enough, sir. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Marty. Take care.
He's a veteran, a prosecuted terrorist, truly, and really had firsthand, hands-on experience prosecuting terrorists in the military.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.